I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Something a little bit different today, and it's a podcast that I'm really looking forward to bringing you next season. We'll do it once or twice during the off season, but I've got Dean from the NRL Roast. Champion fella runs one of the best pages on Instagram. Probably it's my favourite page on Instagram, to be fair. And, you know, he's one of the OGs of the real social media of rugby league. He's been around for years, and I think he's got 130,000-odd followers. Just knows rugby league socials inside out. I'm going to have him on occasionally just to talk through the week that's been. Now, of course, since Origin 3 ended, it has just been a plethora of entertainment in rugby league on social media. I mean, Byron Bay has been the epicenter of the rugby league world for the last week. It's been going crazy up there. We've had Cameron Munster. He's put on an absolute special. Then on the other end of the spectrum, we've had a heap of the teams that didn't make the top eight this year returning to preseason. Head noise central. Dean takes us through everything that's happened in the NRL socials this week. Dean, welcome on, mate. How are we, brother?
Mate, Nath, mate, happy to be here. Thanks very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Mate, we've been chopping up a bit of shit talk over Instagram for a year or two now, and we've never actually spoken. It's good to finally get you on.
First time for everything, eh? Like, I was sitting here going, geez, I've talked to this bloke for, a year or 18 months, and I only just saw your face the other day when you started doing some video content, and now I get to speak to you live, so it's a pleasure, mate.
That would have been an unfortunate reality for you.
It was like I said, like looking in a mirror, a little bit, except less greys.
Yeah, there are some very unlucky women in our lives, let me tell you that much. Mate, obviously, you know, in my opinion, you're the OG king of rugby league social media. It has been a crazy month, hasn't it?
This has been probably one of the biggest months in regards to content. I don't know whether it's because I've grown so much and the audience is bigger, but the amount of engagements of people just sharing the amount of content from everywhere has just been unbelievable.
Mate, obviously for the first time ever we had the Origin series at the end of the year, and personally I thought it was going to be the best thing to ever happen to me. It didn't quite live up to the hype. What did you think of it?
First game was very un-Origin like. It just didn't feel like an Origin game. We sitting there watching the first half and honestly felt a bit like a trial.
Yep.
Like it was that, lackluster. So second game, I don't know whether it's because I'm a New South Wales fan, we put 30 points on them, whether I felt better about it. And then the third game was I thought it was a true Origin game, come down to the wire. Overall the series, not there for me. At start, when they first announced it was going to be at the end of the season, I actually liked it. But looking overall now, I hope it goes back to the middle of the season.
Mate, there was a heap of content to come out of that Origin series. I know one that stood out for me from game two was when they flashed to the Queensland sheds, and I was expecting it to look like a funeral, and Wayne Bennett was sitting there with the feet up. He was having a laugh. I think he even indulged in a can of Coke. It was pretty surreal, wasn't it?
Mate, full strength Coke, not that no sugar stuff like I'm on. But and he just had a huge smile on his face. It didn't seem like almost like he expected it, or he just said, look, boys, doesn't matter. Next week, we've got him. Yeah, it was quite a weird vision.
Mate, and all the lead up to Origin 3, obviously you had Paul Gallen and everyone saying they're the worst Origin team in 40 years. And, as per Origin, we see it every single year in New South Wales that Queensland, they rise above where they should be, and they did it again. And personally, we've got to start pointing the finger at the New South Wales media soon, don't we? Like, we're kidding ourselves.
I think it was Dean Ritchie. He came out with the article, and then Paul Gallen backed him up. And I remember in our group chat that we've got, I dumped it in there straight after the game too. I said, get on Queensland. They're paying $265. I'm a huge punting fan. I was like, look, up in Queensland, you won't see this price again for a while. So, and they backed it up just and threw it in their face too at the end of the game, as we saw with a bit of DCE mic drop. That was one of the greatest speeches at the end of Origin I've ever seen.
Mate, I'll get to DC in a minute, but you did say after Origin 2 that 250 was a steal, and I laughed at you then. And then when Val Holmes scored the first try in Game 3, I messaged you straight away and I went, fuck, cash out right now. Egg all over my face. You nailed that one.
Mate, I honestly thought about cashing out a few times. So I had I don't like to talk about amounts a lot of the time because personally I'm a bit of a $10 punter. But I actually bumped it up and I had $100 on it. And a few times it was up to cash out option of about $200. And I was like, I should just cash out. And I held on strong and it got me 265. So I was happy with that. But they even blew out, I think, at some stage at 325 before the match. It was unbelievable.
Must have been a nervous last 10 minutes for you. I was stressing balls and I had no coin on it. Mate, as we said, DCE, one of the greatest mic drops in NRL history. He just nailed it, didn't he?
Mate, have you seen a speech like that before from anyone? Like, he's just come in and just absolutely nailed it. Left it right to the last minute. For anyone that thought, they weren't looking into the media or anything like that, they were. They had that in the back of their mind. I think I heard Brent Tate say he wouldn't be surprised if they had it pinned up across the dressing sheds everywhere. The worst Queensland side in Origin history, and that's quote unquote. That's not me saying that. And for him to come out and just drop that at the end, it was just absolutely marvellous, even from a New South Wales fan.
Mate, if you gave me just that quote on paper and said, which Queenslander said this over the last 40 years, I'm not sure if DCE would have been in my top 1,000 guesses.
No, he's not the... Every time you see him, he's very eloquent. He chooses his words very carefully. Even when you saw him ripping into Tino after game two, and... you see him there and he's pointing the finger. You can just see it feels like he's talking to him very eloquently. For him to come out and say that at the end, it was very surprising. I think that's probably, from a social media standpoint, that's probably why it took off, because you don't expect him to say that. I wouldn't even expect like Cameron Smith to say that at the end of a speech. He might say it in an interview down the road, but not up on stage. But yeah, for DCE to say it was very surprising.
No, mate, one of the great Origin moments. I absolutely loved it. As a New South Wales fan, I was ready to put my foot through the TV, but geez, he hit the nail on the head. It was perfect. Mate, after Suncorp Stadium that night, it was the epicentre of rugby league, and then it moved just slightly down the coast to Byron Bay, and geez, it was a bad day to be a Great Northern in Byron Bay, wasn't it?
Mate, one of the speeches, the interviews, Munster had, they transferred from Munster to Harry Grant, and he said, Fisher's coming to Byron, and you can see Harry Grant just like cheering. So you knew it was going to be on. I actually didn't see them together with Fisher. I know he was there doing something, but yeah, that Byron, the hot spot. It's the Bali of Australia this season.
Mate, obviously, you just mentioned Cameron Munster and Harry Grant. We'll get to Munster in a moment, but obviously on socials, it was trending, I think, on Friday night. The YKTR boys, led by Ice and Justin Horro, they were obviously trying to push Harry Grant's new nickname, which personally, I absolutely love, Baby Goat. Could anything be more fitting?
Well, he is following in the footsteps of the great number 9 in Cameron Smith up there in at Storm. I say up there because they've been up in Sunshine Coast the last 10 months, but... yeah, mate, I think it's perfect. Baby Goat following the footsteps of the goat himself. So, great nickname, boys.
And mate, I love the way that I said, I think it was today or yesterday, he was talking about that Harry Grant, he just didn't buy into the nickname at all. Whether he'd had 2 beers, 10 beers, 20 beers, he just stayed humble. I love this bloke. I think he's going to be a sensation.
You've been riding the train for a while, though, haven't you?
Mate, when he came out of the womb, I was sitting there going, that's the next best nine in the game.
And he has shown it, mate. Look, you know, Rookie of the Year this year, absolutely blitzed it. Turned, you know, West Tigers, like everyone cheering his name, walking off that park. I think it was against the Broncos late in the season. To now be challenging for that number nine role in Melbourne and have his Origin debut. It's just phenomenal rise by him.
Mate, the thing that stood out to me the most this season was they got to the back end of the season and Michael Maguire said, hey, look, he's not going to be here next year. We need to start giving Jacob Little a heap of reps. And, mate, it lasted about 2 weeks before he went, fuck, I can't get this team on the field without Harry Grant. It says so much about him.
And even, like, you look at the impact that he had on that Origin 3 game.
Yeah.
You know, when he came on, he just changed it. He absolutely changed it. Outplayed, you know, a lot of people on that park. So it just shows the character that he has, the skill level that he has, and he's going to be there for, you know, another 10 years. So that's scary.
Speaking of character, mate.
South Wales guys.
Yeah, he's going to terrorise us, isn't he?
Yeah, mate. I think you might have said, like, think about the spine. Even the next 5 years, you've got Grant, DCE, Munster, and Isaac Ponga at the back. Like, you know, they've got a few options there, but that is just scary to every New South Wales fan, I reckon.
Terrifying to think about. Mate, Cameron Munster, has it been the best month that anyone has ever had or what?
I would challenge anyone to find a player that's had a better month than him. He's gone from a grand final win, bendering for a few days, ringing his coach to say, look, can I have an extra day before I come into Origin camp? Turning up absolutely munted. The photo will go down in Origin history with him in the team shot there. Going out and having a great game in game one. Unfortunately, missed game two with the injury early on. Blinder of game three, man of the series, and then going on another bender. So you got to love him.
Mate, the moment that I love from him too, and when they flash to the Queensland Sheds after game three and he's getting a piggyback off Alfie Langer, like two of the absolute legends of rugby league, two of the best Queenslanders of all time and two blokes that certainly know their way around a party.
Straight away, mate, straight off that piggyback, he was heading for that Esky and grabbing a Kyle one too. So, yeah, absolute legend. You know, I had a few people, maybe I posted a little bit too much of Munster, but how can you not love this guy? He is just a larrikin. Even I saw him, my brother, last night. He walks a bit wonky. He doesn't seem like a typical footballer, but he will blitz anyone on that park. So, absolute month. What did I say? The month of madness for Munster.
Yeah, sensational, mate. He was unbelievable. And, mate, obviously, off the back of Origin, you know, as we said, Byron Bay, it's just been rugby league central. But for the teams that didn't make the top eight in 2020, they've returned to preseason and, geez, it's been hot this week. It's a tough gig. What are some images that have stood out for you?
Well, a couple of good ones. We had a few new players turn up in the new colours. We saw Kyle Flanagan running around. He even commented on the Bulldogs post saying, you know, proud to be a Bulldog. Good to see by the players there. We've had Nicky Kotrick in the Bulldogs colours as well. What else have we had? I think you might have pointed out the Ethan Bullimore.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a rough start to the season up there at the Broncos.
Very noisy.
He got photographed spilling up his dinner. So, yeah, that was some of the good ones. But, you know, we've got another 4 or 5 weeks of the preseason before Christmas, so I'm sure we'll get plenty more to come.
Mate, I love the one that Kyle Flanagan put on his story when he was first filling up his new locker at Canterbury, and above it said Terry Lamb and everything he achieved, following in some great footsteps there.
That's got to be some, you know, inspiration for him coming in, doesn't it? Like, you've just been dumped by your former team that you thought you were probably going to be there for a long time, and now coming in and seeing that sort of imagery is, you know, inspiration for him for the next few years. But also, I forgot to point out Ryan Madison. Oh. He doesn't skip bicep day, does he?
Mate, swallows kettlebells for breakfast. It's scary, isn't it?
Mate, I was just looking at it again. Those veins are just popping out everywhere. Like, unbelievable.
Mate, speaking of some big units, what about the solar eclipse on the Gold Coast when David Fifita stepped out for training?
Oh, mate, I saw a couple of interviews he had. if I'm a Gold Coast Titans fan, man, I'm getting excited from that. That is one good scene. And you got to think in a couple more weeks too, you're going to have Big Tino up there. It's going to be an awesome forward pack.
Mate, the other one I want to touch on, which I think is going to be a really interesting one, I'm not sure if he's the right fit, but I think he'll be a great storyline. Brisbane Broncos went back to preseason. There was a new face hanging around, Albert Kelly. Really interesting.
Yeah, so look, he was close to Man of Steel in either 2019, 2018 in the UK. I am just amazed that he's just on a trial and train deal. I thought an NRL club would have picked him up, you know, quick smart, but he'll be an exciting prospect for the Broncos. Really excited to see what he can do next year.
Mate, if the forward pack can play to the potential that they've got, he could be an absolute superstar in the NRL once again.
I think over there he played 100 matches, scored 60 tries. Like, just, you know, phenomenal. So, yeah, you're right. If that forward pack can get going, you know, you're going to have, Matt Lodge, I think he's hanging around. You're going to have, Payne Haas. It's going to be unbelievable. So,
mate, the last thing I want to touch on social media was something that you put up the other day, and it was a poll on your Instagram story. If you had to pick an Australian hooker right now, would it be Harry Grant or would it be Damien Cook? And personally, mate, I remember the start of 2018, I said Harry Grant, he's a top three hooker in the game right now. And, mate, I don't think I've ever been more bullied in my entire life. I thought there was going to be bricks thrown through my fucking window. I copped it left, right, and centre. What was the results of that poll?
So we had Damien Cook, the incumbent, at 57%, and Harry Grant at 43%.
Wow.
I'll put that in a little bit of context, though. I will say that I would say it's probably close to 70% of my audience is New South Wales based. So for Harry Grant to get 43%, is just phenomenal. Like, you know, my polls aren't, you know, perfect. It's not a exact replication of what the fans think, but I like to throw them up there just to say, you know, this is what they are thinking. But to show that he got 43% shows that he's got a lot of faith from New South Wales people as well.
I guess he's the perfect storm against New South Wales. He plays for Melbourne. He's a match winner for Queensland. He's just left a Sydney team. I mean, I reckon if he was running around for the Roosters or the Rabbitohs, he would have got a heap more votes there.
Easy.
Mate, Dean, it's been a pleasure having you on. I hope to have you on during the off-season, maybe again once or twice, and then during the season we can talk a bit more social media when there's a bit more content travelling around.
Thanks very much, Nath. I really appreciate it, mate. Talk soon, eh?
Thanks, brother. See you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.